You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you are a writer, you get to make up words. This week, I want to take you through a day in the life of a righteous babe. What I mean by that is I want to share with you my journaling routine. In the debut episode of the Righteous Babe podcast, I gave you so many different ways to approach journaling. And I did that because I wanted you to see that there isn't a one single way or one correct way to approach journaling. But I realized that I may have overwhelmed you. Gave you all of these different ways to approach journaling, and you may be like, girl, I just need you to tell me step by step one little thing I can do so that I can start a journaling practice for myself. So that's what I'm going to do today. But after that debut episode, I also got a lot of questions from folks about my specific journaling practice and what I do on a daily basis. And also I got questions about how many journals I keep and do I write in all of those journals every single day. And so I'm going to answer all of those questions and so much more today by taking you through a day in the life of a righteous babe. So to answer that question of do I have multiple journals at one time? Am I working in multiple journals at the same time? The answer to that question is yes, but you don't have to do that, okay? I like to do that in part because I just want an excuse to buy more journals. But I like to do that because there are some things I just like to keep separate. So I have a prayer journal. I have a journal for everything else. I have a business journal that I keep things about my business, C. Jane Wright. I have a health and fitness journal. I have a couples journal for me and Righteous Beau, which is my name for my husband on this podcast. But you don't have to do all that, okay? You can just have one journal. And you may also be wondering, well, what should that journal look like? Does it need to be a moleskin journal from a high-class bookstore or something like that? No, it doesn't. You can write in a spiral notebook from Walgreens if you want to, okay? You can also keep your journal in the Notes app of your phone, so your journal can be digital if you want it to be. Now, my journals are really pretty girly things because I'm a super girly girl, but your journal doesn't have to be that. And again, you also don't have to keep multiple journals. You can just have the one. Now, another question I got is, do you write in your multiple journals every single day? And the answer to that is no, absolutely not. So let me take you through a day in the life of a righteous babe. I'm going to start with my morning routine because that's really where I do my most journaling. So most mornings, I start my day with prayer journaling. So I do have a separate prayer journal. And in that prayer journal, I am basically writing a letter to God. That letter usually starts out with me thanking God for my blessings. I used to keep a separate gratitude journal, but I stopped doing that because I realized that everything that I was writing in the gratitude journal, I had just written in my prayer journal, and so it felt a bit redundant. So I stopped keeping a gratitude journal because of that. So I start out writing in my prayer journal, and that prayer usually begins with me expressing gratitude for all of my blessings. Then I ask for forgiveness for all the trash things that I may have done, thought, or said recently. And I also say a prayer asking God to just help me become the woman I was created to be. I then pray for blessings for my friends, my family, the world, and for myself. And those prayers are usually prayers of protection, prosperity, just overall health and happiness, those sorts of things. And then if there is something specific going on in my life that I really just need to bring to God, I will then pray about that. I also, so after I write that prayer, I will work through a devotional. So I'm usually working through some kind of devotional at any point in the year. And so I will read my devotional for that day and then use the prayer journal to jot down any reflections on that. And sometimes that devotional will prompt additional prayer as well. So that's my prayer journaling. Then, once that is done, I go to my everything journal. So, my journal that I will put every and anything in. And what I do in that journal depends on what's going on. So, sometimes I will do morning pages. And in the debut episode, I explain what morning pages is. That is a practice of 3 pages of free writing, so stream of consciousness writing. So you're writing whatever comes to mind. You're just putting it on the page. And you're doing that for 3 pages first thing in the morning. That is a practice that was developed by Julia Cameron, the author of The Artist's Way. So sometimes I'll do morning pages. Sometimes I'll just do free writing, but without a page quota. I'll just, you know, free write for as long as I need to. Sometimes I will write in response to a prompt. Sometimes I will do some scripting. And I talked about scripting a little bit in the debut episode. Notice how I keep referencing the debut episode. So that if you did not listen to it, I hope that this will encourage you to go listen to it. It is called What's the Big Deal About Journaling? But don't go listen to it now. Right now, I want you to listen to me. Listen to this one. Then when you finish, you can go listen to the debut episode. But scripting is a type of journaling where you write about the future as if it has already happened. So sometimes I'll do some scripting. It really just depends on what's going on in my life, how I'm feeling emotionally, and so on. So I'll do that for a little bit. And then, so those are the things that I try to do every single morning. Do I do these things every single morning? No, I am not perfect. I do not get to do these things every single morning. But I will say I do them most mornings of the week. Now, in addition to that, I try to write in my fitness journal. That doesn't happen very often, just being realistic and being honest here. So in that fitness journal, on the days that it does happen, I will plan out my meals for the day, plan my workout for the day, and write some reflections on just overall health and wellness and how I'm feeling about my body and different things like that. Again, I don't do that every day, but I try to do it as often as I can. Now, I always start the morning looking over my planner to see what I have going on for the day. And as you might have assumed, because I'm so obsessed with journals, I'm also equally obsessed with planners. And I don't just buy my planners and like let them sit there looking pretty, collecting dust. No, I use my planners. Like the pages are usually falling out because I'm so serious about using my planner. Honestly, I don't think I could function and get through the day and be very productive without my planner. So I usually, every morning, will look over my planner and see what I have going on for the day. And then sometimes I will journal based on what I have going on for the day. So if it's a really big day, like I got a whole lot going on, or I have something really important happening, then I might pray about that in my prayer journal, and I might do some scripting about the day in my everything journal. So what that would look like is I would start off by saying, today was such a wonderful day. And then I will go through all the things on my agenda, talking about how each one went so well and things like that. So that's what that would look like. Now, that's my morning. So again, prayer journaling, the everything else journaling, sometimes the fitness journaling, and then looking over my planner, which may prompt more prayers, more journaling. Now, you're probably thinking, girl, do you journal for 5 hours every morning? And the answer to that is no. Believe it or not, all that stuff that I just mentioned takes me less than an hour. Yes, less than an hour. So do not think that you've got to block off half a day in order to have a journaling practice. All of that stuff I just mentioned, I do in less than an hour. Now, do I journal throughout the day? Oh, well, let me back up. So I do those things, and then after that, in case you care about my whole morning routine, I'll just share it with you. I do those things that I just mentioned. Again, that takes me less than an hour. And then I go work out, and then I shower, and then I start my day. Okay, so that's my morning routine. If it's a morning where I'm not really rushed, so I don't have any morning meetings or anything like that, I will kind of slow down that morning journaling, and I'll add some green tea, you know, just kind of get cozy for a bit, chill out for a bit. But that's my morning routine. So do I journal throughout the day? Sometimes it's not really scheduled. If I do any journaling throughout the day, it's because I needed to. And what I mean by that is I use journaling to ground myself. So if I'm feeling really anxious or just feeling upset or just feeling scattered and all over the place, I will use journaling to calm myself down. So when that happens, I'll just take like 5 or 10 minutes to myself, get my journal, and use that to get myself together. So what does that look like? Well, on the debut episode, there was another debut episode reference. On the debut episode, I gave you a prompt. So every week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I'm going to give you a prompt. And the debut episode, the prompt was, how do I feel right now and why? And what am I going to do about it? So when I am struggling, when I feel all over the place and I feel super anxious, really upset or whatever, that's the prompt I respond to. So I will get my journal, get 5 to 10 minutes to myself, and respond to that prompt. So that's what it looks like if I'm journaling throughout the day. I also keep a business journal, as I mentioned. That's a journal that I just use as needed. That's a place where I put down business ideas, reflections on how a webinar went or a launch went or whatever. And I also keep an idea book. Now, I try to write down 10 ideas a day, but those ideas don't always make it to that idea book. Sometimes those ideas are in my everything journal. Sometimes they're in my business journal. Sometimes they're in the notes app of my phone. So my ideas are everywhere, okay? And I wanted to share that with you to let you know that my journaling practice is messy. It is not this neat and perfect thing. I think a lot of folks believe that I have this neat and perfect journaling practice. No, my journaling practice is messy because life is messy. Okay, so my ideas are scattered all over the place, but they are there. Okay, they're out there somewhere. Now, do I journal at night? Sometimes. Again, if I am feeling really anxious, feeling overwhelmed, whatever, just feeling all the feelings, and if I need to calm myself down before I can go to sleep, then I will journal, because journaling is basically like a type of meditation for me. But it's not a scheduled part of my nighttime routine, because honestly, I don't really have a nighttime routine. That's actually something I'm working on. So I do have a morning routine, and it's pretty set. It's pretty good. I feel good about it. My nighttime routine, y'all, is not. It's kind of non-existent, honestly. I have some things that I make sure I do every night. Like, I always plan my next day. And, you know, I do things like brush my teeth and floss and things like that. But I don't have a really solid nighttime routine. I'm working on it. And once I get it together, I'm actually going to do an episode on that. But right now, I don't really have a solid routine. But once I get one, you can be sure that journaling will be a part of it. So I just share a lot with you once again. Hopefully I didn't overwhelm you once again, but I wanted to give you a glimpse into what my journaling life really looks like. And, you know, I keep a lot of journals. I do all the things, but you don't have to. Believe it or not, I've actually cut back on the number of journals that I have. So I used to have a gratitude journal, like I mentioned. I used to have a journal specifically for scripting. I used to have a walking journal, y'all. Like, what? So I walk quite a bit, and for long distances too. And I used to keep this journal. So obviously when I would walk, well, when I do walk, things come to my mind. Like, I have revelations, I get ideas, all this stuff. And I had a journal specifically for the things that came to me on my walk. And then I would also write about like how the walk made me feel, both physically and emotionally. So I had a journal for everything, I swear. So I had a walking journal. I don't keep that anymore. But again, you don't need to do this. You can have one single journal. That is totally okay. Also, you don't have to do all the things that I just talked about. I just wanted to give you a glimpse into a day in the life of a righteous babe, but you don't have to do all of these things. So we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I am going to give you a very simple way for you to start and end your day with journaling. So if you're still thinking, girl, you still have not given me a simple practical way to begin my own journaling practice, don't worry, it's coming. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to give you exactly what you need to start a very easy but very impactful journaling practice. The Righteous Babe Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay, as promised, I am going to give you a very, very simple way to start including journaling in both your morning routine and your nighttime routine. And it's very easy and it's very quick. It's not going to take a lot of time at all. And it's really just about making lists. Now, I am going to give you options for if you want to step it up a notch, okay? But you don't have to do that. So here is my tip for you. Each morning, you will make a list of three things you're grateful for and set three intentions for the day. So again, that's three things you're grateful for and three intentions for the day. Now, these intentions need to be things that you might not do if you're not intentional about it. So you're not setting intentions for things like go to work, brush my teeth. Those are things that you're probably going to do, right? So this is going to be stuff like exercise, call your mom, drink 8 glasses of water, floss. So you may not floss, but hopefully you are going to brush your teeth. So that doesn't need to be on the list. Okay, so three intentions, three things you're grateful for. Do that every morning, and that's it. At night, you are going to make note of one thing you're glad you did that day or one thing you're glad happened. So maybe something happened that you really had no control over, but it happened and you were really excited that it happened. So one thing you're glad you did or that you're glad happened. And then one thing you wish you would have done that day. And notice that this thing that you're writing at night can actually help inform the gratitude list and the intentions that you're going to set for the next day. So the thing that you are glad happened or that you're glad you did could then be something that you're grateful for the next day. And the thing you wish you had done can then be something that it can then be an intention for that next day. So see how it's going to kind of all work together. And that's it. That's super easy, right? Super, super easy. And that's not going to take a lot of time at all. Now, if you want to step it up a bit, here's how you can do that. So for that list in the morning, when you're making a list of these are the things I'm grateful for, these are my intentions, just take it up a notch by asking yourself the question, why? Why are these my intentions? Why am I grateful for these things? Okay? And then for the writing exercise for nighttime, you can, you know, step that up a notch by asking yourself, you know, why am I glad I did this thing? What helped me do this thing? And then for the thing you didn't do, ask yourself, why didn't I do it? What would help me do this tomorrow or another day? Okay, so that's adding a bit of some reflection to it, but that's only if you feel like it, only if you have the time. Okay, if you want to step it up a notch. If you don't, just stick with the list. That is perfectly okay. And so, you know, the stuff that I just listed for you to try is very different from my journaling practice, right? And that's okay. Your journaling practice does not need to look like mine or anybody else's. And honestly, it shouldn't. We should all have different journaling practices because we're all living different lives. Now, I've kind of already given you prompts, right? But I do have some bonus prompts for you in case you do want to do more, do a little bit more, take this to the next level. So we're going to take another quick break, and then I am going to give you those prompts. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work. offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Crete 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to crete63.com to learn more. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt. And as I said, I've kind of already given you four prompts for the week. Let's review. So each morning, I want you to start by listing three things you're grateful for and setting three intentions. And then every night, I want you to list one thing you're glad you did or you're glad happened, and then also one thing you wish you'd done. But if you are up for a bit of a challenge and you want to do more than this, here are two bonus prompts for you. So if you want to stick to just the list-making kind of journaling, then I want to challenge you to make a list of 10 things that nourish your soul. Now you may be like, nourish my soul? Girl, that's deep. I don't know what nourishes my soul. Well, we need to fix that. So you need to know what nourishes your soul. And so if you're not sure, you know, think about, when do you feel most authentic? When do you feel most at peace? When are you happiest, most content? You know, answering those questions will help you figure out what are the things that nourish your soul. And this could be, you know, little everyday things like listening to music, taking a walk, drinking tea. It also could be bigger things that you don't get to do all the time, but that you want to make sure you do sometimes, like go to the beach or go to the mountains or whatever. So make a list of 10 things that nourish your soul. Now, if you are really feeling froggy and you want to really step it up and go beyond just the list making, here is a prompt for you. What kind of person do I want to show up as in my life? And what am I going to do to make that happen? I'll say that for you again. What kind of person do I want to show up as in my life? And what am I going to do to make that happen? So I want you to see how that kind of fits well into the other stuff that we talked about before. So as you are setting your intentions, for example, that can kind of correlate with the things that you are going to do so that you are showing up as the person that you truly want to be. So I have given you a lot, but I hope I have simplified things for you. The journaling doesn't have to be scary, overwhelming, and it doesn't have to be super time consuming. So I would love to know how things are going with your journaling practice. I love to know how things are going with these prompts and with just, you know, establishing the habit of journaling. So I'd love for you to let me know on social. So I'm at Righteous Babe, and you know how to spell it, right? W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, Babe. So Righteous Babe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So find me, give me a follow, and let me know how things are going. I really want to hear from you. Also, if you have other questions about journaling, let me know that too, because I am here to help. We are in this together, and, you know, I have used journaling to help me in so many areas of my life, honestly, every area of my life, and now I am determined to show you how you can use journaling to help you in every area of your life, too. Thank you. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.